From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The time is short before Washington and the nation face the consequences of a fiscal standoff, but on Capitol Hill today, the partisan rhetoric has been intense as ever. Before the House convened today, senior House Republican Eric Cantor told reporters the GOP-controlled chamber was poised to consider and likely pass a Republican plan to raise taxes on people earning over $1 million a year.
Absent a balanced offer from the president, this is our nation's best option, and Senate Democrats should take up both of these measures immediately.
Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin said, no way.
This is a waste of time, and tragically unfortunate for this economy, as weak as it is, to be going through these political gyrations a few days before Christmas. This should have been put to bed long ago.
The president and the speaker of the House have been meeting privately to try to craft a compromise. A sad day on Capitol Hill where the flag-draped coffin holding the remains of Hawaii Democratic Senator Daniel Inouye is lying in state in the rotunda. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Inouye was third in line to the presidency when he died Monday at the age of 88.
Senator Inouye's coffin was placed in the center of the rotunda on the same black drape catafalque used when Abraham Lincoln's body lay in state there. Hawaii's first ever member of Congress served there 53 years after fighting in World War II and losing an arm in combat. As Inouye's colleagues gathered in the rotunda, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid bid him a last farewell.
It's with a heavy heart that I and we bid aloha, goodbye, I love you, to a friend and legend of the Senate, Daniel Ken Inouye.
After a memorial service Friday at the National Cathedral, Inouye's remains will be flown to Hawaii for burial. David Wall, NPR News, the Capitol.
The first major storm of the winter season made its way across the Midwest early this morning. Iowa Public Radio's Sandia Dirks reports in some places the weather's been ferocious.
If you woke up in the middle of the country this morning, chances are you woke up to a world blanketed in white and a snowed-in car. Blizzard or storm warnings have been issued for more than a dozen states, and thousands of homes and businesses are without power. The National Weather Service's Kevin Scow says the snow part of the storm is mostly over.
But the big story today will be the winds. We're expecting very, very strong winds, 30, 40 miles per hour, gusts up to 50, maybe even so close to 60 mile per hour wind gusts, which will blow that snow around and create very hazardous travel conditions.
And not just on the roads. Expect to see a lot of canceled flights just in time for the weekend before Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Sandia Dirks in Des Moines, Iowa.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 48 points, the Nasdaq up 5. This is NPR. Steady job gains and record low mortgage rates led U.S. sales of previously occupied homes to their highest level in 3 years last month. Lawrence Yoon is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors.
It had been buyer's market, but now with inventory beginning to thinning out, the home sellers are beginning to edge over buyers and beginning to have the ability to raise prices.
Yoon reports that home sales rose 5.9% in November. Russian President Putin says he supports a measure currently in the legislature that would ban Americans from adopting Russian orphans. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports he's not said whether he'll sign the measure.
Putin was asked about the bill several times during his yearly news conference. He said it was a legitimate response to a new U.S. law that targets alleged human rights abusers in Russia. Putin also accused the United States of violating an adoption agreement, saying Russian officials were barred from checking on the welfare of Russian adoptees. But the Kremlin leader declined to say whether he'd sign the measure into law if it passes a final reading on Friday. Some Russian officials have said a ban on U.S. adoptions would be excessive. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
A federal judge has upheld Ohio's new restrictions on exotic animals. The ruling follows an incident last year when an Ohio man released dozens of wild animals from his personal menagerie before killing himself. Several of those animals had to be killed to protect the public. U.S. District Court Judge George Smith said there's no constitutional right to own these dangerous animals. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.